Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. How are you? I hope you're good. How are you? I'm quite tired. I'm not going to lie. My toddler at the moment is climbing into my bed in the middle of the night. I must admit, I don't even hear him getting into bed. I feel the kick in the ribs is what wakes me, or the headbutt, or the sticky body just stuck to my side. Because, I mean, even in the ridiculous size bed that I've got, he is stuck to me. That's when I know that he's got into my bed. Well, I must say, So last night I was fast asleep, and next thing I know is we've got like one of those Ring doorbells, and I got an alert, but also our Alexa for some reason decided to announce there is motion at the front door, which of course, as you can imagine, made me bolt up in bed, panic. It felt like the middle of the night and couldn't hear anything. So I jumped up, looked outside, couldn't see anything anywhere. And then I thought, oh, I realised it was 3:44. So it really did feel like the middle of the night. And yeah, I did panic. And then I thought, of course, it's Monday morning. It must be the milkman. Yes, guys, I have got a milkman and I'm loving it. I am absolutely loving it. I'm talking like milk delivered in glass bottles, the old school glass bottles like we used to get as a kid. And yeah, just recently discovered that there was a milkman in our local area, and I was using the service before Christmas and stopped it over Christmas because you know what it's like. I mean, always need milk, but I just didn't know where we'd be. And I've started it up again. So it's only minimal. It's only on a Monday morning at the moment. I have a load of whole milk delivered because we get through milk like I don't know what. We get through so much milk. I have 4 pints of full fat milk delivered and a loaf of bread. And it's great because he offers loads. I am thinking I might add some eggs to that as well because we get through a lot of bread and eggs. But yeah, so I've started this up and it's been so helpful for me. Just so, I don't know if you're aware, when we moved to Nottingham, we've moved like into the countryside, which I adore, but something I've really struggled to adjust to is back in Bristol, we had Sainsbury's, a Tesco Express, you know, all the amenities on our doorstep. I could literally walk to them. So we were never out of these things. However, I found with having 3 young children living in the middle of the countryside, okay, you know, it's not far. It's 10, 15 minutes in the car if we were to run out of milk, which isn't the end of the world, let's face it. But on a Sunday night, when I realise that we've run out, or whenever, to bundle the kids into the car to go and get milk, it's just a pain in the bum. And to be honest, I'm pretty good at making sure that we've always got loads of milk in. I always have backup long life milk as well, particularly like in the winter when you just never know. We're prone to flooding in this area with the snow. You just don't know what's going to happen, do you? And also, I'm ridiculously forgetful. So I try and make sure that I've always got some like long life in. So I'm never without, or rarely, it's happened, but rarely without any milk whatsoever. I mean, if push came to shove, I'm pretty sure my amazing neighbours would help me out. But the crazy hour that my kids wake up, I don't think they'd want me knocking on the door for some milk at like 5:20, like my toddler wakes demanding his cereal. So I've got a milkman, and I've got to say, like, I love it. I love the boys. Like, on a Monday, they love checking to see if it's come. They look out the door, we bring it in. Like I said, it's in the glass bottles with the little foil lids that you have to like push in. If the full fat one has like loads of cream on, I'm a bit funny with milk, I must admit. I can only drink skimmed. So with the full fat milk, when it's all like, ooh, it does creep me out a little bit. But I just love that the boys have got that. So yeah, it's just become a real lifesaver for me that I know on a Monday morning, I'm going to have some milk and some bread delivered. Now, as you can imagine, for this service, to have this convenient service, I am paying a little bit more. When I compared it to our closest shop is either Spa or Co-op, as we know Co-op's not the cheapest. It's Spa or Co-op, and they're not 24 hours either. But yeah, so it does work out a little bit more. However, I am paying for the service of the local milkman to deliver it to my door, and knowing that on a Monday morning I have got the basics covered. I've got bread to make the boys' toast, pat lunches, I've got the milk for the boys, and it sets us up just for a couple of days. But then after that, I'm passing the shops all the time on the nursery run, bits and pieces like that. So I'm happy to pay that little bit extra for that convenience. I love the idea that it's helping a local small business as well. It's not, I know you can get these like milk services, which are actually national companies. It's not, he is a local farmer or producer, whatever, that delivers the milk. Did get shocked that he delivered at 3:44. Like, that's crazy, and hats off that they are up and working at that time, because it really felt like the middle of the night. So I'm really loving that we have this milk service. And the reason why I'm telling you this story is just, okay, yeah, it is, it's a luxury for me, and I am paying slightly more for this. However, it's the convenience. That's what I'm paying for, because I am a busy mum. I've got three kids, I'm running a business, and like I've admitted many times before, I am forgetful. And I don't know about you, but there's been times when we've gone from too much milk in the fridge to zero, and it can happen like overnight, and you wake up the next morning and be like, where's all the milk gone? How have we run out? And I'm not forward thinking enough to think, oh, I'll go to the shops on my way back. You know, it's so easily done. Or I go to the shops to get milk, I get everything else, get home and think, I didn't get any milk. You know, how could I forget? So it's just, for me, it's just been really useful just having that. I can rely on a Monday morning that I'm going to get some basics delivered, and it'll just get us through until I'm out and about taking the boys to school and nursery and this, that and the other. And I wanted to talk to about that with you, about, you know, if you've got some sort of hack, if you've got some sort of service or whatever it might be that just makes your life that little bit easier, then please do it. This is something I discuss in the Stuck to Strong course, my 6 weeks to help support mums go from that feeling of feeling really stuck to feeling strong, both on the inside and the outside. It's a real mindset course. It's helping mums to get in the mindset shift of that they are worthy and they can be confident, and to feel confident about themselves as a parent and as a person, because I think once you find that confidence, it opens the door to so many different things. And it was a game changer for me last year when I went on this personal journey, and it's been a pleasure to share it with other mums and see the hundreds of mums going through the course in our hub, just saying what a difference it has made to learning to appreciate themselves, learning to speak kind of themselves, learning to just look after themselves as well after years of looking after everybody else. So it's really helped people with that. And in this course, I talk about those sorts of things, those sorts of convenience things. And I talk about frozen onions. And I always get loads of messages about this saying, yes, this is so right. One of the things that has become a big help for me is like buying frozen veg. You can get onions, chopped frozen onions. Okay, I've got a big bag full. I've got frozen peppers. Did you know you can get frozen garlic? So it's like already peeled and chopped for you. You can get frozen everything. Oh, frozen mashed potato, guys. It's crazy. Now, I think probably the pre-parent version of me would be like, frozen mashed potato? Are you kidding? It doesn't take long to make that. But actually, when you're cooking for three kids and life is busy, actually, only one of my kids likes mashed potato. So you don't really want to start boiling potatoes and just to make the tiniest portion. Like, frozen mashed potato has been a game changer. All the frozen veg. One, it means that we're wasting so much less, which really annoys me. I hate throwing out, like, particularly fresh food when it's been sat in the fridge for too long and it's gone off. I just hate that waste. So I've found that it's really to help to reduce the waste, but also just found it just saves time when I'm throwing together a dinner for the kids and, you know, you're trying to cook it. I've got a toddler, I've got a one-year-old and a three-year-old now, so they're at my legs when I'm stood at the hob. It just makes life a whole lot easier if you can find these shortcuts. And whatever it might be, you might have your own little hack and shortcut, and I'd really love to hear them if they're going to help us out. Because, you know, how many parenting hacks are there on TikTok, on Instagram, going viral? Because all parents are busy, exhausted, overwhelmed. So if there is a shortcut out there, if there's a hack that's going to make our life just that little bit easier, then do it. And do it without the guilt trip. Because I was giving myself a hard time about frozen onions, guys, which is just a joke. And it was only when my friend was like, Claire, have you heard yourself? Seriously? You know, these things that we give ourselves a hard time about, if we hear our friends saying it, we will be like, hang on, reality check. Let's just rein this back in. Well, it's the same. And I was giving myself a hard time that I wasn't at the stove cooking a fresh meal every day when actually I was bunging in these frozen. And it's, you know, it's still nutritious. It's still really good for them. And Jamie Oliver swears by it all the time. Have you ever seen him do the spinach one? The comparison of buying fresh. Now, I love fresh spinach. I'm not really a fan of it, like, cooked. But he actually shows you, if you were to get fresh spinach and reduce it down to how much you get in a frozen portions, just how much you get and what good value for money it is. So that sort of thing of, like, being able to add frozen spinach to meals and stuff. But just that convenience of buying frozen veg, if it's going to make your life easier, then do it. And like me with my milkman, with the milk coming on a Monday morning, okay, I pay a little bit more. But actually, by the time I put all three kids in the car, drive 10, 15 minutes down to Spa to get some milk to drive back again, you know, the petrol costs and stuff, I do wonder if it would work out. And it's the convenience, like I said. And so frozen veg, anything like that, that's going to help you cut a corner and make your life easier, then I think do it. And another one I want to share with you. There's a couple, actually. Well, sticking with the dinner thing, I saw a brilliant reel the other day. And it's one of those that you see it and you wish you'd saved it, or I wish I'd sent it to somebody. And it was a woman saying, you don't have to make dinner at dinner time. It was like, this is permission that you don't have to make dinner at dinner time. And it's like, do you know what? The penny dropped, the light bulb came on, the clouds parted. I was like, that's so true. That's so true. You don't have to be stood cooking dinner in the build up to dinner time, because I've got a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 9-year-old. The 9-year-old's ravenous when he gets in from school. He's hangry when he's hungry and angry. He's so hungry and he cannot possibly wait. And he wants toast and everything else that's going to fill him up. I've got little ones at my feet at the heart. Like, you know, it's just chaos. Everyone's tired. And that's where I get cranky as well and feel overwhelmed. So actually, if you remove that actually prepping of the dinner at dinner time, it makes a big difference. So having things batch cooked, pre-made, you know, slow cookers. I have completely fallen in love with my air fryer. I know. Who knew? It cooks things at the speed of light. Sausages are done in no time at all. That has been a huge game changer for me. So yeah, the frozen veg, the slow cook, whatever it is that's going to make mealtimes, your life as a parent, that little bit easier, then do it. Please, please do it. And please stop giving yourself a hard time about it. Because life is busy, guys. Life is really busy. And if those things are going to save you from feeling stressed out, save you from feeling like you've got too many tabs open, saving you from burnout, saving you from overwhelm, then it's worth it, because you are worth it. And we all know I did it at the weekend. I felt completely overwhelmed and I snapped at the boys. They were having bath time. They were having a great time. And the splashing just got a bit too raucous. And the bathroom was, I don't know, soaking. There was water literally everywhere. Now, I'm normally quite relaxed about bath time, but I snapped because I was tired. I was trying to deal with all three kids. There was water. It was just too much and I snapped. And then, of course, I got upset with myself and I headed out the door just to get some fresh air and like press reset. And we all felt better for it. And I apologized to the boys. I was like, I'm sorry, mummy shouted, but just got too much. And, you know, we went and we sorted the bathroom out together after our walk. But it was just, you know, if these shortcuts are going to save you from that burnout, from snapping, from shouting, from getting upset, from feeling like you're failing or feeling like you can't do it, then please do it. Now, another one that has really saved me as well, you might laugh. You might do this already, but you might laugh when I say it, is I've started keeping socks downstairs. I know. I keep the kids' socks downstairs. I also keep some of mine. I also keep my makeup downstairs. You might be thinking, why? Why would you do that? Well, it's because it's always when we're downstairs, we're trying to head out the door. My toddler refuses socks in the house. He takes them off. He even starts taking them off the baby. Whenever we're trying to head out the door, it's always like, right, guide, we need socks on so that we can put our shoes or our wellies on. And I felt like I was always running back upstairs to go get socks, either for myself or running back upstairs to get them for the boys or whatever. I just felt like I was always, we'd come down in the morning, we'd be getting ready and then trying to get out to nursery and it's like, ah, socks, you need socks, running back up, getting the socks, you know. And it's okay, once again, Claire, why didn't you forward think and why didn't you grab the socks before you came down? But there was probably someone asking me for something, someone wanting picking up. I was probably also carrying 100 other things down the stairs as we do, bundled up, trying to do it all. So it's not surprising that actually we dropped it and that's the sort of thing that we do. And so actually having a box of socks, reminds me of Fox's socks. I don't know if you've read the Julia Donaldson. A box of socks downstairs in the cloakroom where we keep all the shoes has been a game changer because now I don't have to run back upstairs every time. So that's one less moment of me starting the morning going, ugh, and getting annoyed at myself for that I forgot them again, getting annoyed at the kids that they've taken them off, or getting annoyed with my eldest that he didn't put them on before he got, or getting annoyed at myself, why didn't I put my own socks on? It's just another thing that's saving me from getting annoyed with myself, annoyed with the kids, feeling stressed. That whole, we're late, guys, we're late, we're late, we're late, we're late, and I'm storming upstairs to go get socks. So another thing, it's only small, but it's helped. Having my makeup bag downstairs and my hair straighteners and my hairdryer. I don't get a chance to do it upstairs because I don't really get a chance to get ready in my own room because I've got three children. So I normally do it when they're having breakfast in the mirror, or when I'm in the office starting work for the day. That's when I get that stuff done. So it just makes it easier if it's kept downstairs. My mum's friend actually keeps her makeup in the dishwasher. I mean, I just love that. My mum told me this story. They went over to see them and her friend was like, oh, excuse me, I've just been walking the dog. I haven't had a chance to put my makeup on. Opened the dishwasher, pulled out the cutlery drawer, and in there she kept her makeup. Now, it turns out it's because they never use the dishwasher. So it's actually storage where she stores her hair dry. And actually, kind of makes sense as long as you have no one turn on the dishwasher. But I love that. And it was that it was more convenient for her to have it downstairs. And that's what I started doing. So take your shortcuts, take your hacks, and go with it. Because if it's going to save you from just another thing that you're going to give yourself a hard time about, or you're going to give the kids a hard time about, then please do it. On another note, I want to hear your hacks, guys. I want to hear what is saving you, what's helping you out, what's saving you in those moments of stress. Perhaps you've got, have you got a great bath time hack or bedtime hack or early morning routine hack? You know, give them all. I want them all. Please come and DM me when you've listened to this podcast. Send me a message. I would love to hear your hacks so that I can share them with everyone else. All right. I hope that helps today, guys. I hope that is your permission slip to take the hacks, take the shortcuts, and just make your life a little bit easier because it's busy enough already. Come and join me on the Stuck to Strong course. I will help you shift that mindset to feel like an awesome person, an awesome parent, and feel good about yourself because it really does open the doors for everything else. Lovely, lovely to join you today, guys. I will be chatting to you soon. Sending lots of love. Send this to your mum mates, and I'll be back next week with another one. Lots of love. Bye. Welcome to The Hooray Approach, a new podcast all about motherhood, mindset, manifesting, and money, brought to you by Claire Russell, an early years expert, a coach, and a mum of three. So I get it. I'm here and I totally understand. This is your 10-minute little confidence boost so that you can approach the rest of the day feeling good about yourself. Let's go.